We're going to take the Rif's understanding of the Machlokas, Abai and Rava. Itmar, Hikal Yadav Vitsamsa Yadav Vasofa Lachazor. So the Rif says, so the Rif brings the Memra. Amar Abai, Nosen Lo Deme Sheves Gadol Deme Sheves Katana, just like the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so you have a case where you injure someone and cause a temporary contracture, some sort of, you cause an injury where the arm is going to come back. So Abai says you pay Sheves Gadol and Sheves Katana, right? That's the Gemara. You pay Sheves Gadol being the Nezek, Sheves Katana being like Shomer Keshuin. Like, what could this guy, you pay the Nezek and then you pay the Sheves. You pay the Sheves, what if this guy weren't in bed, what would he be able to do with the injury? So he can't use his arm, but he could be a Shomer Keshuin. So you pay Sheves, Shomer Keshuin. Rava Amar, Eino Nosen Lo Ela Deme Shivtu Shebechol Yom V'Yom. So Rava says something that we have to understand in a little bit more detail. He says, you don't pay Nezek, right? Because this is coming back. This is Sofa L'Chazor, it's coming back. So you don't pay Nezek on this temporary injury. So, oh, we should do the Rashis. So the Rashi, I have a Rashi in my version. You guys probably don't have Dapia Rift. Do you guys have a Rashi? Oh, the new ones do. Yeah. That's pretty good. So Sheves Gadola, Kinevafarish Basamach. Do you guys have that?
Yes.
That's, okay. Well, we could go back and read it. But the main thing is the Rava. So Shebechol Yom V'Yom Ad Shetechazor LeKodmoso. Nosen lo b'chol yom k'moshin is charn polim b'shuk. So what he says is, when you pay Sheves for this injury that's going to come back, you're not paying Nezek. This guy has this injury that's going to eventually resolve. So since you're not paying Nezek, you pay, and you don't pay the regular Sheves. You don't pay Sheves Shomer Keshuin. Usually Nezek, Sheves is, okay, you're in bed right now. If you weren't in bed, what could you be doing with the injury that you have? Meaning, if you weren't convalescing, with your bum leg, you could still be a doorman. With your bum arm, you could still be a cucumber watcher. That's the usual Sheves, and that's when we're paying Nezek, right? But here, we're not paying Nezek because here, there's no permanent injury. There's no loss of function that's permanent. So we don't pay Nezek, so then Rava says, what do you pay instead? You pay Sheves b'chol yom v'yom. You pay each day this guy, and he says, Kamo shin is charan polim b'shuk, v'lo k'shomer k'shuin yayivle. D'hal rava lo yayivle d'me yado. Since you don't pay Nezek, you don't pay shomer k'shuin, you don't pay the cost, you don't pay him for the you don't pay him for the lost wage of the menial labor that he would do with his lost function arm. You pay him, and the way most people understand this, you pay him commotion is charan polim b'shuk. You pay him what he would have made at his regular job. So if he is a, you know, if he owns like a continuing legal education place, you pay him whatever the day's wage of that job would be. Whatever he was making there day to day, you amortize it. Is that the right word? You figure out what it would be, and then you pay him out for that. Okay, so that's what Rashi holds. So Rashi holds that the way Rava learns is that if you're not paying Nezek, you have to pay not the Sheves for what he could do now as basically a lost function arm, but you pay him what his job is going to be when he gets better. Okay, so that's Rashi. So that's not the way the Rif is going to learn this. So let's do the Rif. So the Rif says... So the Rif brings down the Machlokas, and he says, V'hilchasa k'rava, perish, Sheves gadol, and then he says, okay, so the Lacha is going to be like Rava here, and we'll see that in the Torah. So the Lacha is like Rava, that you don't pay something that's going to come back, a broken arm that's going to come back, you don't pay Nezek. All right, we talked last week about the whole Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos about what this was about, but at the end of the day, you don't pay, we paskin that you do not pay Nezek for a temporary injury, you paskin like Rava. So now the Rif is going to sort of explain what these positions are. Pirish. Sheves Gadola de Meyado. Okay, this we sort of knew. What does Sheves Gadola mean according to Abai when he says Sheves Gadola? That is the value of the arm. Abai holds that you pay for this transient loss of function, demeyado. Sheshamano so kama hayashava biyad, vakama shava below yad. So you just take the difference between what this guy lost. You know, this is how much this guy would be worth in the slave market with a hand. This is how much without the hand. That's nezek. V'sheves katana, according to Abai, sheves katana, ro'on osoki ilahu shomer kashuin. All right. And sheves katana is, like we just said, what would you be able to do with this loss of function if you weren't in bed? You could be a shomer kashuin. That's according to Abai. And here comes the riff's first move. V'sheves gadol da'amar Abai kishetzamsa yado v'sofa l'chazor lav d'me yado l'gamri hu. Okay, now wait a second. This is different now. So now he's saying that when Abai says d'me yado, and when he says yirchayev d'me yado, and the way we learned last week, d'me yado means it's sofa l'chazor, but we look right now, what would be Eved Nimkar B'Shuk without the hand, hypothetically. And that's the Nezek. The Rif is learning Abai, not that Shetzam Sayado V'Sofa L'Chazor Sheves Gedola means Deme Yado L'Gamri. He says, Lav Deme Yado L'Gamri, who Ela Shamano So Kama Hayasheva Kodesh Shetzam Sayado V'Kama Hu Sheva L'Acher Shetzam Sayado V'Sofa L'Chazor. V'yarevle hahu de bene bene. Now, what does that mean? So if you remember, when we read the Gemara, Sheves Gedola, according to Abai, just meant, and we could look back at Rashi, what does Sheves Gedola mean according to Rashi? Sheves Gedola according to Rashi, deme yado, meaning the value of the hand. Even though it was sofa l'chazor, the chiddush of Abai is you have to pay the whole thing. Even though we know that this is coming back in 2 weeks. He's going to be fine. The hand will be totally functional. Still, you pay complete nezek. That's what Abai means, Sheves Gedola. It's a chiddush, and it's obviously Rava didn't like it, and that's why he says you don't pay nezek. You don't pay nezek, you pay Sheves Katana, because the function's coming back. But the Rif seems to do something very different with Abai. The Rif almost apologizes for Abai, because the Rif doesn't learn that this is complete deme yado. He says, Lav deme yado legamrihu, elishamano so kamahu shave kodim shetzamsa yado, which seems to be the function before, right? Vakamaho shave la acher shetzamsa yado, vasofa lachazar. Now, wait a second. Kamahu shave la acher shetzamsa yado, what should that be? What should it be if the guy heals completely? It should be the same value. It should be the same value as what Rashi was talking about. The riff starts out by saying lav deme yado legamri, and then he explains that lav deme yado legamri means the difference between what it was before the injury, kodem shetzamsa yado, and after shetzamsa yado. So what does that mean? What's he getting at? What is the difference between sofa l'chazor, meaning that before you have the injury, and then after when you're completely better, and the way the riff is learning, kodem shetzamsa yado, and acher shetzamsa yado? What is the difference?
Some more line like Tosfos' market thing?
No, forget the svara. Just what is phenomenologically, what is the riff describing? Hey, what's the pshat in the riff? That's what I'm asking. What's the difference between... Here, the case in the Gemara, the way we learned it, was very simple. Sofa l'chazor means, Guy Tzaddik has both his arms, they're working fine, I smash it with a bat,
oh, okay.
And then it doesn't work at all. But in a week, it comes back. So now, the reason it doesn't work is because Shetzamsi Yado, it gets like bent, contracted, but he goes to rehab, or in this case, let's not say he goes to rehab, that's a separate thing. He doesn't go to rehab, it spontaneously comes back, and they know that's going to happen. And so we say, there's no difference between that case, according to Abai, and where I chop his whole arm off. It's the same nezek. I'm paying you for the loss of the arm. Just so happens that it comes back, but right now you lose it. That's the meyado. I paid the meyado. I pay the value, Eved Nimkar B'Shuk, with an arm, without an arm. The difference, I pay you, right? The riff is saying that's not Abai's pshat. Now listen to the riff again. Listen to the riff again. V'sheves gedola da'amar Abai kishetzamsa yado v'sofa l'chazor lav deme yado l'gamrihu elashaman oso kamahu shave kodem shetzamsa yado V'kama hu shava la'acher shetzamsa yado v'sofa la'chazor v'yayiv le'ahu de'beni beni. So what is he saying? What is the difference between the me'yado legamri and what the Rif is saying?
Well, he's not completely healing to his original function.
Well, he says sofa la'chazor, so it seems to be he is. The end point is the same.
He's saying it's not a case of
Me'yado?
There's no
Me'yado
here?
He's saying it's not the Me'yado Legamri. He's not disputing that you're paying Nezek. Right. According to Abai, you're paying Nezek, but the Rif is giving us...
It just says you can't pay for the full hand, you have to pay for the difference.
Of what?
Of function.
So and what? Difference between what and what?
The difference between what it is currently, like he's able to watch...
Right currently now. When? When is current?
Currently when he gets after hit. He gets hit, you know, between that, the second before that happened, and the differential.
Okay, but when he gets hit... Okay, now you're getting somewhere. So what's the there are a couple of, let's mark out the time points. There's totally healthy. Then what's the next thing that happens?
Totally infirm.
Nope.
He gets smacked.
Temporal.
And then what happens?
His arm
loses use of his arm.
Samsa. Right? So apparently Samsa is not exactly this. It's not like he gets hit and it's Samsa Yado immediately. He gets hit and then it's Samsa Yado and then it's Sofa Lachazor. So the Rif holds, see the Rif is holding apparently that the original injury, the thing that renders him lame is the tzamsa. You know what I mean?
Not the original knock.
The original knock does something, and then the tzamsa renders him lame, and then he's sofa lachazor. Now, what is he sofa lachazor from?
The temporary injury that he has.
Well,
not a full healthy person.
Well, I'm asking. So you have
can
to.
Can you do the language again?
Okay, this is it. So he says shamo so kamahu shave kodam shitsamsa. Obviously, after he's hit. This can't be before he's hit because then it would be he's totally well. Kodam shitsamsa. But after, I'm reading it after he kawal yado. So I'm saying he kawal yado, but kodem shetzamsa, v'kama hu shava la'acher shetzamsa yado v'sofa l'chazor.
So either he's being sofa l'chazor to in between the time where he got hit and it was...
He's sofa l'chazor, so we have two time points. We have after hit, before tzamsa, tzamsa is the contracture. So the contracture is the thing that rendered him completely lame. And the contracture is the thing that's eventually going to go away.
But he's still going to be lame from after the hit?
No. He's going to go back. Sofa l'chazor means he's going to go back to healthy.
Okay.
He's going to go back to being able to use the arm. But we don't pay him for the difference between Samsa Yado and Sofa l'chazor. Because that would be Deme Yado. Because Samsa Yado means he doesn't use the arm at all. Sofa l'chazor means the arm's useful. That's Deme Yado. We pay him for Acher Hikawal Yado before Samsa Yado, the difference between that and Sofa l'chazor, which apparently must mean that he had some function before Samsa.
And it got worse when they contracted it.
Yes. Does that make sense? That's how I would read the Rif.
In other words, like somebody broke an arm and then they casted it?
Yes. And it got totally atrophied and weak and they couldn't use it at all.
Right.
Okay? But it came back. But the moment after the injury, in fact, for a day, he could still use it. But then it swelled up, all the inflammation started, the healing process actually started, which rendered it functionless. So the Rif is saying that the Me'yado is Kodam Samsa Acher Hika'o, the difference between that and Sofa L'chazor, that discrepancy.
He doesn't hold that the contraction is part of the...
Let's forget that. Let's not do the Sfar yet. Let's just do the phenomena.
Facts, yeah.
Are you with it?
Yeah.
Seems to be having a soporific influence on you.
I'm with it.
Okay. So what I'm saying is that according to the way I'm reading the Rif, that the Rif is identifying a curiosity of the case. That there is a time point that isn't really accounted for in the Gemara between Hikao Yado Vitzamsa Vesofa Lachazor. And he's saying that when Abai says Sheves Gedola, when he says Nezek, the nezek is the difference between the loss of the loss of function that occurred between the time of the after the injury, but extending through the tzamtza and sofa l'chazor. So the difference between what he was able to do after he was injured already, and then what he's able to do when he heals completely, but not as good as he was at the beginning.
After he's hit, so there's a moment of shock or whatever.
He can still do stuff. Apparently, that's what I'm saying. He's still somewhat functional. He's lost some function, but he's still functional to some degree. He's going to go completely non-functional in a minute. But the Rif says that the nezek that you pay him for. I don't know. This is a completely conjecture, contrived case.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
This is completely abstract as far as the case goes. But let's say there are cases where people get injured and the impact of the injury is worse later than it is the moment of injury. That happens a lot with orthopedic injuries. That right away you try to limp it off.
Yeah.
Now the next day you can't weight bear at all.
Yeah.
But you can for a little bit, right? So I think the Rif is saying that the nezek, it's not demei yado legamri because we're only paying for the time between samsa, right before samsa, and sofa lachazor. We're not paying from before he was hit. That would be complete demei yado.
Isn't there like another point here, which is that if you say it's demei yado, that's a little bit of an injustice because it's sofa lachazor.
I know, but the way we're learning the Gemara, sofa lachazor is the Abaye's very chiddush that we don't care. The fact is, right now it's a zero.
We're saying it depends on how you learn Abaye. It's saying the risk problem with what Rashi said.
No, but let's not do that yet. Let's just get all the information. I don't want to jump to what the risk thing is. I don't know if it's just a complaint about the whether it's fair that you know this is so, because it can't be an apology for sofa lachazor, because the Abaye does in fact hold you're paying nezek for sofa lachazor.
It's that you have to take into consideration. You can't pay someone.
I know, but that you shouldn't pay him at all then. Then don't pay him Nezek, just pay him Sheves. I know, but then don't pay him Nezek, just pay him Sheves. Why would you do this modified Sheves? Why would you do the modified Nezek?
But I'm just saying that's where it's coming from. Like, it's a double payment if you're paying him for May.
Okay, well let's maybe. I mean, to me, it's just a different understanding. That's one way to do it is to try to understand why that his position would be compelling. It's different than trying to understand, does he have a way that does he have an understanding of Nezek that predicts this position? That's what we want to try to do. Does he have an understanding of Nezek that predicts this position is easier than why would he say that for us, if we could do it? Okay, so that's one thing in the Rif. So that's the Sheves Gedola question. Now let's do Sheves Katana according to the Rif. He says, Uka Amar Rava, Kaven Shesofa Lachazar, Ein Nosen Lo Deme Sheves Gedola, Vesheves Katana, Derono So Ki Ilu Hushamar Kishuin, Lo Sagile Bahachi, Daha Lo Yayavle Deme Sheves Gedola. He says, according to Rava, according to Rava, because this is a case of sofa lachazor, and because you're not giving him nezek, and sheves katana as defined by shomer kishuin would not be enough, because it's not really enough to pay the guy sheves as a debilitated cucumber watcher in a case where you're not giving him nezek. Right? Because it's not a complete Sheves. That Sheves is only a fair compensation where he's also getting Demei Yado. Hilkach, Yayev Le Shivtu Shebechol Yom V'yom Mi Malacha Debotel Minei. Therefore, you don't pay him Sheves Shomer Keshuin, you pay him Sheves of each day of the Malacha that he's Mevatel from.
Isn't that Shomer Keshuin?
No, this guy was never Shomer Keshuin. That's a joke. This guy he owned a continuing legal education company. Guy is always the victim of the assault in the sugya. So since he owned the continuing legal education company, you got to pay him what he made there every day. Shomer Keshuin is what you pay him when you pay him Deme Yado. Deme Yado is such a nice payment. You pay him for the arm. It includes basically the future to some degree. It kind of includes some of the future wages that are lost. So you just add a little on the top as a Shomer Keshuin. What could guy do if he was totally couldn't do his continuing legal education? He was for a week not in bed, but armless or whatever. He could go be a cucumber watcher. Pay him that. But Rav is saying you're not paying him Nezek. Right? Because this is Sofa L'Chazer, and I hold Sofa L'Chazer, the guy doesn't get Nezek. So therefore, you can't pay him Shomer Keshuin, it's not enough. So what do you pay him? So the Rif says, so he says, you pay him Shiftu Shebachol Yom V'Yom, and the Rif says, Mimalacha Debato Minei, V'Kein Hilchasa. And then he explains, what does it mean, Shiftu Shebachol Yom V'Yom? And here comes the Rif's next move. Sorry, I'm about to get there. So the Rif says, what does it mean that you pay him shifter shibachol yom v'yom? Umistavra de kapoa batol shayminenlei. Very interesting lashon. So how do you pay him? Rashi says what it means is you pay him, Rashi's lashon was, according to Rava, you pay commotion is charen polim b'shuk. You pay him what you made in the shuk. What does guy make at CLE? You pay him for that. No. The Rif says, what does Rava mean? It means the kapol batel shayimin and lay. What does it mean, kapol batel? It's hard to understand just from that lashon, and everyone takes this as the machlokas, the Rif and Rashi. And what the way the Torah explains it is the following. He says, what does it mean, kapol batel shal oso malacha? He says, Nosin lo deme shiftu shibachol yom v'yom kapol batol shal oso malacha de batol haimina verono so kama haya rotza likach v'yehi batol. He says, you figure out how much this guy would want to take to not go to work. Meaning, I don't pay you for your day's wage. I don't owe you that. I try to figure out how much would I have to pay you to stay home and give up your wage. And he says, v'zeh tolei kafi shehu malachto. Sheesh malacha kveda v'schara muat. You have some jobs that are very hard. You don't make a lot of money. Shehaya lokeach mayat, sheyoshev batol. A guy would take just a little bit to not go to that job.
Less than the salary?
No. You wouldn't have to bribe him very much. Meaning, he doesn't make much, and he has a hard job. So even if you give him a little, it's worth it to give up the hard job because he's in an unbalanced situation. He's in a situation where the work is a lot harder than the pay.
But you're going to have to pay for the salary too.
No. You're just paying. What he holds Shevis is how much the guy would take to give up his job for the day. So if his job is very hard and he doesn't make a lot, the guy might say, listen, I have a hard job anyway. I hate going to that job. And I don't make much. So even if you pay me a little and just cover my basic expenses for the day, I'll give that's worth it for me. Or, v'yesh malacha kala. You have some jobs where the guy's just sitting in a lab learning Gemara with his kid. V'schara harbe. But he makes a ton of money. He's paid as a physician and he has lots of raises and lots of 403b opportunities and moonlighting. He makes a ton of money. V'tzrichen l'seislo harbe shiyashev batol. So if you want to take him and have him sit and do nothing, you got to pay him a lot. Okay? So that's how they learn the Rif. So then you have a machlokas in the Rif. What is Sheves according to Rava? You have a machlokas in the Rif and Rashi. According to Rashi, Sheves, Shiftu Shebechol Yom V'Yom, is Nischar Palm B'Shuk, is how much you would take to actually, how much you lose, you know, how much your job pays you every day. According to the Rif, it's how much you would take to be Batal. Okay, so we have two things to do. The first thing to do, we have two different, the Rif has two different chidushim, it would seem to me. One chidush is, what is Sheves Gedol according to the Rif, and what is Sheves Gedol according to Rashi? The next thing is, what is Sheves Katana according to the Rif? What is Sheves Katana according to Rashi? Does that make sense? What should we do first? Sheves Gedola. Okay. Again, the Rashi holds Sheves Gedola is simply Deme Yado. Very easy. We've done that a million times. The Rif holds, what is it? The Rif holds there are a couple of time points here. There's T1, T2, and T3. T1 is the guy's healthy. T2 is Hikao Yado, the moment of impact. This guy would be Eved Nimkar B'Shuk a certain value. Then there's Tzamsa, T3. There, he's completely lost function. And then there's Sofa L'Chazor, where everything comes back. He says, we don't look at the difference between T1 and T3, like Rashi, meaning before the injury and after Tzamsa. That's the Meyado. We look after he's injured, right? T2 and then T4 when he completely gets better, which is not a biggest difference. Because we're looking at after injury but before Tzamsa versus complete recovery.
Wouldn't that be the same thing as the difference between T1 and T2?
No, because T1 and T3.
No, T1 and T2.
Oh yeah, it could be. T1 and T2, it's the same thing. Sofa lechazer is the same as the beginning.
The difference between healthy and initial impact.
Yep, the difference
either
between... Yep.
See, that makes sense to me to downweight instead of you.
Yeah, but it's sofa lechazer. So, I mean, when you think about it, that's how it's... He's coming back. You're evaluating. Yes, the math is going to work out the same. But the way he describes it is the difference between where he ends up and where he was right after the... Because this is a sofa lechazer case. Where he ends up, which is completely healthy, and where he was after the injury but before the tzamsa. That's the nezek that you pay. How do we understand the Rif to make that prediction? Why is the Rif a Chiddush and not Rashi? Well, Rashi, if you hold that Sofa Lechazar is just the same as Nezek, the way we learn Rashi is simply that you pay the Nezek for the way the guy is right now. And right now, when the guy, remember, this guy is coming to be Toveya at a point where he was already Tzamsa. Right, he already had the Hikal Yadov Atzamsa. Then he goes to Beis Din, or he's Tovei the guy. He complains his arm doesn't work at all. So at that moment, they look and they say, "Listen, even though this is Sofa Lechazer, we all know that's going to happen. Right now, his arm doesn't work. So that's the Nezek. Right? It's as if this is a fixed injury. We don't pay attention to the fact that it's coming back. We say this is the way it is right now.
That's a big Kiddush too."
I know, but at least there we understand what they're saying. Right there we're saying, so the whole chiddush of Sofa Lechazer is we treat Sofa Lechazer as Nezek. In other words, the whole point there is that even though Nezek, the idea of it is that you've lost function, we treat Sofa Lechazer as if it's Eino Sofa Lechazer. Meaning, we don't pay attention to what the future is going to bring. Okay, that is a chiddush. But at least there you know what you're evaluating. The loss of the function. What is that's the meyado. The loss of, you're still evaluating the same thing. You're just not taking into account the future. We haven't changed the evaluation. The evaluation of Nezek is always, what could you do? What can you do? The Rif is saying, forget about what could you do and what can you do. We're going to look at what could you do a couple minutes ago and what will you be able to do. So what is the Rif, what is the Rif doing there? Ask that one again.
Later?
No, right now. Take it. Does the Rif?
Okay, so does the Rif hold that if you have an injury and it's X amount on day one, and then it gets worse on day two, if he's higher for the difference that he caused between day one and day two,
right,
and it stays that way,
right? You mean is this a Sofa Lechazer thing, or is this a Tzamsa thing that he's
or
not higher for Tzamsa,
which is not part of?
I mean, it didn't have...
Right, the
Tzamsa
thing, exactly.
Yeah, so you don't see, before the Tzamsa case, you never see any mention of Nezek, do we have another case like this where it was, where it got worse? Didn't we have...
Yeah, where you wrap it.
Yeah. What was that case?
Right.
Yeah. Eged. Tzrichan the Eged. Wasn't that... Not Tzrichan the Eged. What was the Lashon? That's by Lulav, but it's something by the Eged. What was the case by the Eged? Nitna Le'eged. Nitna Le'eged, right?
Like
Nitna Le'eged.
Someone bust your hand,
yes.
And like in kind of,
yes.
You cuss off your hand or whatever.
Yes.
And you wrap and you go to the refoy.
Yes. Nitna Rishus Le'nichba La'ogda La'atva. Mitzar Hatsena.
Too tight. You take
it. Yeah. The Olin Atzmachim. It's Olin Bosmachim. You make the blisters after that.
Yeah. And that's how you get it, just because you made it too tight.
Right, the question was, are you chaya for that, right? Wasn't that, was it the tsar that you, was the question?
Or for the refoy?
The refoy, yeah. That wasn't a functional, that wasn't a question of Ezek, it was a question of refoy.
Yeah.
It's good, glad you remember that. I remember, but wow, that was, it's good to have the keys. All right. But let's see if we can, so keeping that in mind, that's an important outcome of anything that you come up with, that's a good test for whether you're right or not. My sense of it is that if the riff hell, if that were true, that if it were true, we would have seen it somewhere else, I think.
That you're not chayav for that too.
That you'd be putter for anything that happens that, from day. Swelling and all that other stuff. Right.
Which we don't see.
We don't see that. I mean, the other way to read the riff, maybe this makes more sense also, is what's the pshat in the riff? Kamahu shava kodem shetzamsa, meaning before he was even hit. V'kamahu shava la'achah shetzamsa yado v'sofa l'chazor. And after he was, and at the end, meaning he was samsa, but that samsa part resolves. But it doesn't, sofa l'chazor doesn't mean he's completely better. He's just not completely, he's not completely functionless, because what resolves is the samsa part.
Why would he even mention Samsa then? Why would you say the difference between where he was before the injury and where he's...
Yeah, yeah, I know. I'm just saying there's another way. Either way, you could do... Yeah. I mean, I don't think it gets you... It doesn't make the facts different. The end of the day, you're paying the difference. You're just paying for the part between when he was well and before the Samsa, either way.
It's still not Dmei Yadav L'Gamri.
It's not Dmei Yadav L'Gamri. It's still the difference between... It's still... It's no matter what, it's still just going to be the difference in what the original injury, the Samsa, subtracted.
I thought you were saying something different. I thought you were saying your top level is perfect, your injury, your Samsa... And then you're healed somewhere in between.
Yeah, I was saying that.
Perfect and the injury. No, perfect and the injury. In other words, you're better than you were right after the injury.
Oh, no. I'm saying...
Or not as good as perfect.
No, I'm saying
you're... back up to the original...
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to know. But yeah. But either way, so what is the... What is... Let's try to understand what's the Chiddush.
He ignores Samsa.
No matter what, it seems like he's saying you're not chayav for Samsa.
Right.
So the question is, why not? Why are you not chayav for the tzamsa?
Well, the fact that it has its own term means it's not from the nezek. Otherwise, it'd be nezek.
Okay, but that's sort of it's a tautology.
It's
definitely we don't consider it nezek.
Right.
What is it? Why do we not consider? Why does the riff hold that we don't consider? We can't consider that
right.
That part of this process. Now,
Rashi also isn't mechayiv for the tzamsa either.
He is, because he's basically tzamsa is the thing that makes you functionless, and Rashi holds you have to pay for that.
Yeah, but he's considering it just nezek. You can't.
I know, but why does Rashi consider tzamsa part of nezek and the riff doesn't?
Looking at it as a grama.
Okay, you mean the riff holds that you didn't cause that? It's just.
I mean, you indirectly caused it. It happens after the fact.
So, for what? Chayav?
Can't be chayav for that end of it.
So the riff really is saying is that here, no one's disputing that there's a causative relationship between the hikau al yado and the tzamsa. But the issue is the tzamsa is curious because it's two things. Number one, it's the thing that renders you functionless, and it's the result of hikau al yado. But it also may be the thing that makes you better. So the question is, do we consider the thing that renders you functionless nezek if it also happens to be the thing that helps you recover? So according to Rashi, it renders you. We look at the fact that it renders you functionless, right? That tzamsa is the result of hikau al yado, and the fact is you caused the loss of function by hikau al yado vis-a-vis tzamsa. That's it. It's part of nezek. Tzamsa is an extension of hikau al yado. It's an expression of the impact of the blow. So you're chayav. According to the riff, samsa is because samsa. It's true that it renders you functionless, but it's a reaction of the body to the blow. It's part of the recovery. So that's not That's not nezek. So according to the riff, even though it renders you functionless, because it's a reaction of the body to the blow. So that is not, we don't consider that nezek. So then that's the first step. So then the question is, what's the machlokas? So let's say that describes the difference in their attitude. So then we have to understand, with that being the case, then what is Nezek according, how do we understand Nezek according to the Riff and according to the Rashi? If that is true, that that's the first move. I agree, that would be a good first move.
I think they're aware of that.
Yeah, I think that that's the whole point. Is Tzam Sofa Sofa L'Chazer, and the riff is picking up on the fact that it says he kawal yado. It doesn't just say he kawal yado v'sofa l'chazer. It says he kawal yado v'tzam sofa sofa l'chazer. Why does the case include tzamsa? Why doesn't it just say he kawal yado? And then a week later sofa l'chazer. It says tzamsa. So the riff is picking up on that and saying, and his understanding is that that's important to the case, that the tzamsa is doing both things. So the machlokus is, if the tzamsa is doing both things, is that nezek? If it's rendering you functionless, and at the same time, the first step in healing, do we consider that nezek? That's the machlokus, Rashi, and the Rif. So then we just have to understand what that is, and we're there.